A distillery in Hawaii filed a lawsuit challenging the Jones Act, arguing the 1920 law violates a clause in the Constitution prohibiting Congress from favoring ports of one state over another. The Jones Act says all ships transporting goods between U.S. ports must be U.S. built, U.S. flagged, U.S. owned, and U.S. crewed, limiting competition in the American shipping market, which the Koloa Rum Company on the island of Kauai argues drives up the cost of living for island businesses and residents. The CEO for Koloa said in a statement, "We pay more for everything we import, from bottles to packaging, just like all families across the state, and then we are hit a second time paying exorbitant costs for exporting our rum to our fellow Americans." This lawsuit is about ending an unfair, outdated law that discriminates against the citizens of Hawaii and Alaska. The number of ships that meet the Jones Act standards has been declining for decades, with Statista Research Department data showing fewer than 100 are in operation. Anyone who wants to ship goods, including rum from Hawaii, Puerto Rico, or other outlying U.S. territories to the mainland, is required to use one of those vessels. Lawyers for the Pacific Legal Foundation say the Port Protection Clause, a line in Article 1 of the Constitution, was rooted in the founders' debates over federal and state powers, ensuring equal protection for each state's seaborne trade commerce was a critical consideration then, according to constitutional scholars. Last week, two U.S. representatives from Hawaii and Guam made a renewed push to reform the Jones Act, including introducing a bill which would exempt all non-contiguous U.S. locations from the law. They say the Jones Act promotes shipping monopolies that artificially inflate the cost of imported goods. Hawaii imports greater than 90% of its necessities by ocean cargo.